First name AUTUNN, last name BEEGLE, date of birth 02/07/86, date of encounter 12/08/25. History of present illness. Patient presents to the clinic today. She has lost a significant amount of weight. She has a history of diabetes, but she's come off of all of her medications well over a year now. She's stayed at approximately the same weight. I'm very active with cardiovascular as well as weight training to maintain her fitness. She's having an inability to continue that program due to the excessive amount of skin, making it difficult for her to work out. She does have soreness within the fat folds. Also, she's complaining of fatigue, inability to concentrate at work due to constantly waking up because she'll roll over at nighttime and wake herself up from discomfort of rolling onto herself. She has been utilizing multiple creams and compression dressings to try and function in day-to-day society, whether it's going to the gym or even trying to sleep with minimal results. Next paragraph, medical history, diabetes, back pain, sleep apnea, next surgical history, no contributory, next drug allergies, no known drug allergies, next social history, occasional ETOH use as well as vaping use, next paragraph, physical exam, very pleasant, awake, alert, non-distressed patient, presents with EENT exams within normal limits, neck is supple, respiratory systems, breath sounds clear, abdomen soft and not tender, cardiovascular systems, regular rate and rhythm, focused skin, exam shows excessive brachial skin bilaterally as well as throughout the abdominal area with noted excoriations and erythema at the folds that continues down through her legs, bilateral thighs, also excessive skin noted with the same red erythemas at the fold lines, very tender to palpation, mild edema at those sites. Next paragraph, diagnosis, fatigue and skin ulcerations. Plan, advise patient to continue utilizing dry compression dressings, lotions, baby powder to help with discomfort during activities as well as to aid in sleep. Also recommended the patient that she should follow up with a plastic surgeon for possible removal of excess skin that would then allow her to function better throughout the day without the pain and discomfort, as well as sleep throughout the night, so she will not have this chronic fatigue that is interfering with her job and family functions. Next, patient's discharged in stable condition, advised to follow up as needed.